Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. I'm here today with my guest, Odette Peralta of The Social Savvy, and today we are discussing the balancing act when managing your team by utilizing their strengths, but also pushing them professionally. Odette is a seasoned social media marketing expert who has 7 years of experience with marketing on digital platforms and social networking in digital spaces. She is a dedicated entrepreneur who founded the Social Savvy Digital Marketing Agency in 2020, and she has a deep passion for bringing physical businesses to digital spaces and implementing unique brand marketing strategies to increase awareness and generate leads. Thanks so much for joining us today, Odette.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited to have you. So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
So I am over here on Long Island, New York. I was born and raised here on Long Island. I'm in my office right now. We're based out of, we have one office in Syosset and one office in Glen Cove.
Oh, that's awesome. And then what motivates or inspires you and really gets you out of bed in the morning?
So the whole thing that I love about social media marketing, and one of the things that I was looking for when I wanted to find, you know, my dream job, is something that I enjoy doing, because they say, you know, when you love your job, you never work a day in your life. So I love the fact that I wake up every day and it's always something different. You know, we have a wide range of clients who cover, you know, who have a lot of different demographics and people they target, and my day-to-day is always something new and exciting. And that's one of the things that I love the most about the job, is just kind of never knowing what's going to happen and being able to tackle, you know, anything that comes my way. So that's something that I really, really love about not only what I do, but something that makes me excited to go to work in the morning.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. And then, so tell us, how did you get into digital marketing to start?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of a cool story. I always knew that I had a passion for social media marketing. I fell in love with digital marketing kind of young. My very first job that I ever had, I was working at Aeropostale, a clothing store. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of it. And when I was working there, they had just gone through a big rebrand. So their clothes used to say, you know, Aeropostale across the front of it, everything they sold. And now when I was there, they kind of updated their style to have, you know, more like loungewear and cool looking style. One of the issues was no one knew about the rebrand. So I went to my managers. I was young, I was 16 years old, and I said, you know, this thing Instagram just came out. It was around the same time Instagram came out. I said, why don't I just open a page for the store and I'll take photos of all the clothing that comes in so people know that, you know, we have new clothes. And that's kind of, for me, when it started. I figured out that that's a whole career. So I fell in love with that. I was taking over the marketing for the store, you know, sales and foot traffic was increasing. And then I went to college for it. I got a major in new media, social media marketing. And all throughout college, I just took every opportunity that came my way. I was interning in Manhattan on the Upper East Side at a designer boutique. You know, I was doing marketing for a floral and decor company, for some restaurants, some bars. And I was doing all of this while I was full-time in school in college. So I really just fell in love with the nature of the job. And I fell in love with social media marketing and how, you know, we can represent different companies through, you know, marketing on digital platforms. And that was just something I fell in love with. So from there, I kind of took every opportunity. And really, when the COVID pandemic hit, a lot of the people I had worked with in the past came to me and said, Odette, like, I have a business, I need to go digital. You know, that's where everything went when everything shut down. So I said, you know, this is probably my time. I'm gonna, you know, leave my full-time job and I'm gonna start my own business. And that's exactly what I did. And I have to say, one of the best decisions I ever made. And I love it so much. And I love the type of work that I do. So that's kind of how I got into it. I fell into it at first, but it ends up being the best thing that ever happened to me.
That's awesome. So were you like freelancing on the side and then all of a sudden like the pandemic hit and all these people were coming to you and you just were in a position where you were just able to quit your job and start full time?
Oh, I wish it was that easy. It was a little bit, no, not so much freelancing and just like that. By the time, actually, it was kind of interesting. When the pandemic hit, I was actually doing marketing for school districts on Long Island. Throughout the entire pandemic, I had been doing marketing for about 14 different schools on Long Island. So that was kind of, it was a different transition. It was more so in the beginning, getting the word out about the pandemic, what to do from here, where the classes are going to be held, putting that information online. And then little by little, as things started opening up, it was more so, you know, photographing on site, showing parents, you know, how the school has, you know, taken the necessary steps to bring the kids back and kind of spreading the good word with that. So that was what I was doing when I had first, that is the job that I left when I decided to open my own business. Before that, I was at a public relations agency here on Long Island. And that was also a really cool job too. Got a lot of experience, got to meet a lot of really cool people. And all of the jobs that I've had throughout my career, there's always someone who I had worked with or I had, you know, gotten close with. And that's kind of who you know, had reached out to me when the pandemic hit and said, you know, we need to go digital. And I remembered your work and I remembered you helping us. So we came to you. That was really cool.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about the Social Savvy.
Sure. So we are a digital marketing agency. We like to be the one-stop shop for all digital marketing needs. So one of the things I had realized being in the industry is that oftentimes companies will work with someone to do social media, to do content creation, to do email marketing. We like to house all of that in one place. So any of your digital marketing needs, we cover. So we do everything from brand representation, branding strategies, content creation, blog writing, magazine, you name it, we do it. So what we like to do is we want to represent our client through a digital platform. We spend a lot of time learning the industry, learning their voice, learning about their business and, you know, how they like to speak to their customers. And we translate that through, you know, digital marketing. So that's kind of what we do here at the Social Savvy.
Awesome. And then what kind of sets you guys apart? What is your differentiating factor?
So we are a very hands-on marketing agency. Every single one of our clients right now, they're all locally based. So we are always on site with our clients. We meet with them in person. We go take photos and videos of their locations, their properties, whatever industry they're in. We're very hands-on with them.
Cool.
You know, I have my phone on me 24. Yeah, I have my phone on me 24/7. I'm always willing to answer any questions that our clients have. I, as a CEO, am very hands-on. I'm very involved with all the projects that happen. But from a high level, I still like my, you know, I like my employees to be very creative and have fun with the job, but I'm very involved in everything that goes on. And I think that more boutique feel in working with our clients is what really sets us apart and makes us different. You know, we do try to look at it as, you know, we're working with you instead of for you. So that's kind of one of the major things that sets us apart from these larger agencies.
That's awesome. So let's delve into our topic now. So we're going to be talking about, you know, managing a team and just finding that balancing act of utilizing your employees' strengths and then also pushing them to grow as professionals. So when it comes to managing your team, can you give us an idea of the size of your team and then the different roles that you're managing?
Yeah, definitely. So right now at the Social Savvy, we have 10 employees. So actually, our employees were remote before the pandemic even happened. My very, very first employee that I ever brought on the team with me, she's actually based out in Nebraska. So I still to this day, I've never even met her in person. We have a lot of, you know,
that's
virtual
so cool.
calls, but yeah, we were doing it before it was even popular.
Yeah.
But so yeah, we have a couple of different people in different areas. So we have a smaller team. Everyone on my team is super creative and just really amazing. I'm really so proud of all of them. And I feel like it's hard to have a team that you really just love the work that everyone does, especially when it's creative, but they really are amazing. So we have someone who handles our graphic design work. She's amazing. She does everything from logo design to customizing templates. She hand draws all of her work. She's incredible. She has her own types of fonts that she's branded before that she uses for us. Any type of packaging for products that our clients need, she can design. She's amazing. She's our graphic designer. We have some people on our team that handle our, you know, video and photo. So they will actually go on site, set up lights, set up microphones, depending on the types of shoots that we're having, get all the video or photo content. I'm heavily involved with that team as well. I have a lot of experience in like TV and studio production. So I actually handle all the actual editing, but all of the shooting that goes on behind the scenes. We have a team for that. We also have different teams that manage content calendar creation. So every month for our clients, we'll pre-plan content for their social media feeds. And we have different content creators and copywriters. So the writers and the creators for the posts. So I do like to give everyone the chance to get involved with every aspect. So that's, we're always kind of jumping around. You know, some days I might take someone on site with me and say, hey, like learn how to, you know, set up the lighting, mic people up, let, you know, and get the experience that you can try different things in the industry, because I genuinely believe that having all the skills is really, you know, what's best. It's better if you can wear all the hats instead of just one. So I try to get everyone involved. But yeah, to answer the question, we've about 10 people on the team, really, really, really like amazing, amazing people. They do such great work, and I'm so happy to, you know, have them a part of my team.
That's awesome. And then, so how do you help your team grow? You know, like what does that balancing act look like of utilizing their strengths and letting them stay in their comfort zone, and then also pushing them to learn new skills and take on new responsibilities that might be a little bit more outside of their comfort zone?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that makes it a little bit easier is my team, they really do love to learn. And they're always trying to, you know, advance their knowledge, which is a great skill set to have. Something that I try to do is, you know, I try to meet with my team regularly and just kind of highlight great things that have happened and maybe work on other things that were not so up to par. I have to say, there's really nothing ever that happens where I'm upset about a situation or, you know, or that I get, you know, annoyed with anyone that works here. Like I said, our team, we're all different, but they're all great in different ways. But yeah. I would say that something that I've learned throughout the years is to be more of a leader instead of someone who just reprimands their team. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something that I've learned through experience, throughout the jobs that I've had in the past, and something that's helped me grow. I always appreciate a boss that's willing to, you know, come and hear me out and see the work that I'm doing and applaud me when I should be applauded, but also be there to kind of set me in the right path if things don't go according to plan.
That's great. And then, so how do you promote a culture of growth within your agency?
Yeah, so we actually do a couple of different things to promote, you know, the importance of growth and learning. We will send out trainings to our staff, and they're actually really fun. I feel like when people think of company trainings, they think of, you know, these boring trainings that are created by HR. But like I said, in this industry, I feel like if you love what you do, you even love learning about it. So we'll send out different trainings. Every time there's a new update, you know, on any of the social media platforms, anytime there's an algorithm update, we'll always send out trainings, you know, information, blogs, just different reading materials to, you know, everyone at the Social Savvy to make sure we're all on the same page. One thing that I always say to my team and I say to all of our clients is in this industry, if you're not ahead of the game, you're behind. So we really want to make sure that we're always staying on top of, you know, pop culture, trending topics, new algorithm updates, new social media platforms being launched or, you know, renamed or whatever the case may be. We have a lot of opportunities for learning, and we really encourage all of our employees to, you know, take the time and attend the trainings and, you know, to do their own research.
That's really cool. So do you give them time scheduled into their schedules to be doing those trainings and learning and just, you know, staying on top of all the updates?
Yeah, absolutely. So we give them time during the day, especially if, you know, they're tackling a project that has something that they've never, you know, done before. If it's something that I've done before and I know that, you know, someone on my staff hasn't done it, I'll send them a bunch of information on it. You know, we have different resources for different projects and we'll say, hey, you know, call me after, you know, you watch these videos or you read this. And oftentimes with this industry, just like other industries, a lot of the platforms, they're all similar. They're just the information and the way you access it is housed differently. Mm-hmm. So you have a good general idea of most of the new changes, but I'm also the type of boss where, you know, I want you to try to figure it out on your own and then we'll do it together. You know what I mean? So yeah. We'll always provide the resources. Yeah, we'll always provide the resources. We'll always provide any of the information that they need. But then also I will always go through and kind of walk through and answer any questions.
That's great. And then, so how do you work to be a better leader every day?
So I am big on feedback, you know, from my employees, especially being, you know, an entrepreneur. I mean, this is the first business I've ever owned. You know what I mean? I tell them all the time, I said, you have to help me help you. Let me know how I'm doing. Yeah. You know, there might be certain times where, and again, as an entrepreneur, as a CEO, it's hard, you know, you really have to separate your work life from your regular life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all human. We all go through things. Finding that balance and being sure that you don't, you know, cross anything over or bring any emotions where they shouldn't be is something that, you know, I feel like every CEO has to, you know, go through and figure out. But I'm always telling my staff, listen, if I do something and I upset you or you don't like the way that it happened, or if you have a suggestion on how to do it better, I'm always willing to listen. I like to have a team of people who are willing to give ideas and pitch me concepts. I don't want to have a team of people that just, you know, agree with everything that I say, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to hear from everyone and I want the input. And I think that helps me grow as a leader. And I think it also shows the rest of the team that no matter what your title is, you don't have to be right about everything. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. who you are. If you have a great idea, it's a great idea in my book, you know? It doesn't matter who it came from. A great idea is a great idea. And that's kind of what we go by here.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think, you know, when you're in a position, you know, you're the CEO, you really have to go, if you think you've made yourself approachable, you have to like constantly be reinforcing that with your team, because it can be easy for people to be intimidated to bring new ideas to the table or to challenge you on something that you've brought up if they maybe don't agree mm-hmm. with it. So I know that's super common. So that's definitely something that everyone has to just constantly work on.
Absolutely. And you know, it's so funny the way that life, you know, throws things at you. I always remember, even just from past job interviews, a lot of the interviews I went on, you know, the boss or the CEO would say, you know, I want someone who's going to bring me ideas, who's going to pitch me ideas, who's not going to be afraid to really, you know, bring something to the table. And I now understand how important that is, owning my own business. You know, I always thought it was important in the past, but now being a CEO, you know, it's so important. You know, your team is your company. They're the backbone of your company. So I always want to make sure my team, you know, is happy, loves what they're doing, and that, you know, I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then yeah. So what kind of things have you found keeps your team happy?
Yeah, so open communication is really good with our team members. I think here at the Social Savvy, we have a unique way of showing how we appreciate, you know, our office is more laid back. It's not a traditional office where, you know, you come and you sit down at your desk every day and you don't talk. You know, we always have music on. We always have refreshments for our clients and for our employees. You know, we're always calling each other and checking up, even though, you know, some of our employees might not be based locally, you know, we'll still have meetings with them and include them virtually. We really do try to create an environment where people can thrive. especially because this is a creative industry and it's very hard to be creative if you're not in an environment that kind of allows creativity. And I'm a big believer in that, especially being in this industry for, you know, for 7 years now, you have to be in the mindset to create. So I always try to, you know, create that environment where my employees are happy and comfortable, and just kind of motivated. And I always tell them, you know, if one of my employees is doing a project and, you know, they're like, I've been doing it for a couple of hours, I just can't get it, I'll always say, you know what, take a break, you know, go grab a cup of coffee, reset, and take a couple of hours to not think about it, and then come back and refresh. So we're really big on that type of environment where, you know, we want you to do your best. So whatever it takes, whether that's being, you know, maybe if you have to step outside for a little bit to not look at a project so much, to have a fresh idea, or, you know, whether it's going up to the conference room and being surrounded by a team to help you, we're really open to helping our employees figure out the best solution for any issue they might be having.
That's great. And then, so what lessons have you learned from managing a team?
Yeah, so there's a lot. it's so funny. It's amazing. It's so nice to work with so many talented people, but just that, so many artists, you know, artists mm-hmm. are very strong personalities, you know, but it's a good thing. So I just think the most important thing is, and this is something that I've learned in life and I've learned it with my career is, you know, you really have to accept people for who they are.
Yes.
You know, you have to accept people for who they are and just how they are. And that's, I think, so important. You know, at the end of the day, I feel like sometimes it's easy, like I said, if you're having a bad day or whatever, for feelings to get hurt. And working with such strong, like-minded people can be like a little intimidating coming in to the office. But just letting people be who they are and letting them express themselves however they wish to is what I find is one of the biggest things for me. Another thing that I've learned is, you know, to kind of take a step back when issues come up. Mm-hmm. I feel like before I was a business owner and an issue happened, I wanted to, you know, act right away and really make sure that I resolve it. But now as a business owner, I've learned the best thing is kind of, you know, remove yourself from the situation and take some time. And I think that's the most important thing, especially in this day and age. You know, we live in a world of instant gratification. Things happen so quick. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to really take time and think about situations through before making any moves. So I would say those are the two biggest things that I've learned so far, you know?
Okay. Interesting. And then are there any mistakes that you've made while managing your team that have been, you know, good learning experiences?
I'm sure there has been. I'm sure, you know, everyone makes mistakes. I'm sure I've made a few mistakes along the way. But I'm trying to think if anything funny comes to mind right now, because I'm human. You know, I mess up just as much as the other person. I would probably say one of the funniest mistakes, probably not funny to my team, but sometimes if my girls aren't really tracking it right, I tend to get you know, the calendar dates wrong. So we'll show up for a meeting maybe like 2 hours early in Manhattan, and you know, we'll be forced to grab a cup of coffee and hang out. It's not the end of the world, but you know, I do mess up a lot along the way, and I'm sure that there are things that I've done that maybe don't reflect, you know, the best boss, but you know, I try my best every single day, and I really do let, you know, all, I say my girls because they work internally, but you know, we do have men that work on the staff also, but my girls that work here internally in the office, I always try to make it very clear that they can come to me and they can, you know, let me know anything that I'm doing that might not be beneficial to the business or, you know, just to the department itself. So I really try to keep that open line of communication while still trying to set, you know, certain boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then where do you see the social savvy in 5 years' time?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I'm a big dreamer. So I would love to be, you know, Long Island's marketing agency. You know, from my past experience doing marketing, I was always in the city, in Manhattan, New York City. And I love the scene, but Long Island is, you know, right up there right now with New York City. We have a lot of bars, a lot of restaurants, a lot of cool nightlife. I would love to be the marketing agency for Long Island. So that's kind of where I see the social savvy going in a couple of years. I would love to, you know, I would love to see the logo all over Long Island and have everyone know if you need marketing, the social savvy is a place, you know, for you. So that's kind of where I envision this path going.
That's great. That's such an exciting goal to work towards.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. And you know, with the way that we've been growing, I have no doubt that we'll get there. So
Yeah,
just time will
definitely.
tell, you know?
You just got to keep working towards it. Well,
Exactly.
we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So, what is a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So I have to admit, I'm much more of a podcast listener these days. But the best, so I haven't been reading a lot of books lately. I've been listening to a lot of books, but I do have to say, especially for anyone in this industry, Michael Selzner is amazing. He always talks about digital marketing, social media marketing, and he brings up new topics every week on how you can learn. I get a lot of my information from him. So I would say anything by Michael Selzner.
Perfect. And then what does your morning routine look like?
So I actually love mornings. I love the time to kind of decompress. So I typically wake up around 6 o'clock every morning, and I'm really big on journaling. So I will
Oh,
journal
cool.
every single morning. You know, it's a new type of journey that I've been on, where, you know, I just feel like positivity is something that people might lack these days. So I try to be really positive. I try to journal every single morning. Big coffee drinker. I'll admit, I drink about 3 cups of coffee before I even leave the house. It's bad. So I'll journal. I'll always have a cup of coffee, and then most times I'm kind of just rushing to get out the door and get to the office. So it's really quick, but I always make sure that I'm journaling.
Awesome. And then, so when you're journaling, are you setting like goals, like intentions, like that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I've been really big into listening about you know, manifestation lately and kind of creating your own future. So I'll do exactly that. I'll write goals that I have, and then I'll also write things that I want to accomplish in the present tense. So just kind of motivating me more and setting the tone for my day, so I really just accomplish everything that, you know, I set my mind to.
That's so cool. And then, is there a CEO that you follow or study?
A lot of them. And so that's a good question. When I first started my business, I looked for every CEO entrepreneur that I could find on every digital platform that I admired, and there's so many of them. I honestly really started my entrepreneur, you know, watching these amazing people from all the people from Shark Tank. That's where my love for it first came out, right? Watching Shark Tank, getting to know how business works. And I started following the whole cast. And from there, just watching people that interact with the content and following different CEOs and entrepreneurs that work in digital marketing, that's been my go-to for advice, for tips, for, you know, just if you're feeling down or you're feeling like something it's happening to you that's not normal, and then you go and look on social media and see different CEOs and entrepreneurs in the industry. They've all been through it also. I tell this to everyone. I always say, if you want to be in the industry, you should really, really look at every single entrepreneur and CEO on every social media platform and get a good grip on, you know, what the lifestyle's like. So
It's such a
I
big
don't have
thing.
a solid answer to that question. Yeah, I don't have a solid answer, but I follow so many of them, so many, you know.
Well, I think it's important. You got to like surround yourself. I feel like in every aspect, not just the people you surround yourself with, but you know, the things that you're following even on social media, does it align with where you're
Absolutely.
headed? So, yeah, I love
Absolutely. It
that.
makes such a big impact.
Yeah, totally. And then, so what is your favorite online tool?
Okay, so my favorite online tool at the moment, I have to say, I feel like this is something that people just started recently discovering and using a lot, I guess, because there's been a lot of commercials on TV, but I love Canva. It's a website, it's an online platform, it's web-based, and you can basically create all different kinds of content on Canva. So they have templates for example, if you're creating a video, they have TikTok videos formats, they have YouTube video formats, you know, story formats. If you're creating mailers or landing pages, you can really do it all with Canva. That's kind of one of the tools that we use that it's so user-friendly and so kind of easy to use and allows so much creativity. So I would say, especially for, you know, a social media marketer looking for a cost-effective tool to help them start, Canva is one of our go-to tools on the web.
I am obsessed with Canva. I was all about, you know, the Adobe suite. And yeah, and then I discovered Canva, and it's such a time saver. And you can do slideshows with them as well. Like, you know, you don't have to use PowerPoint anymore. You can fully use Canva and export it as a PowerPoint file. Like, it's incredible.
Absolutely. It is. And it gives you ideas too. So if you sometimes, you know, as a creator, you kind of have like a mental block and you just can't think of anything creative, you can go and browse a bunch of different templates, get some good ideas and really customize your vision on there. So I love Canva.
Same. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
One thing that I wish I had known before I began my career is just, like, everything's going to be okay. I feel like so many people need to hear that, you know, and I'm one of those people. I need to hear it too. But the journey of owning a business, being an entrepreneur, being in this industry, it's really tough. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's, there's a lot of things that happen, and it takes a lot of work to get to a place where you can finally say, you know, that I'm a business owner. I, you know, I did it. And still to this day, I'm still kind of, you know, getting there. But I just think that people need to know that it's going to be okay and it's going to work out. If you are passionate about what you do and you love what you do and you're good at what you do, you just need to keep doing what you love, and it's just a matter of time. I feel like when I was starting out, there were so many different doubts in my mind, and you know, I've been doing this for a while now, and I do have a portfolio and I have proven record that, you know, I'm successful in marketing, but there's still always that, you know, what if it doesn't work? What if this happens? You know, and I just think it's so important for, you know, entrepreneurs just starting out, or, you know, people coming into the digital marketing field, to know that if you love it, it will all work out. So just don't get upset, you know, just hang in there and everything will work itself out, I think is the best piece of advice that I could have gotten and that I could give to anyone else trying to follow in this journey.
I love that. That is excellent advice. And I really appreciate you joining us today, Odette. It's been really great chatting with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It was so nice meeting you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.